I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis arrives in Panama today for World Youth Day. The Pope will be received by a welcoming ceremony tomorrow at the Presidential Palace, where he'll meet authorities and the diplomatic corps. The Pope's visit will also include a meeting with Central American bishops and a visit to a centre for minors. The trip will conclude on Sunday when 500,000 people are expected to attend the Mass of the World Youth Day. Around 150,000 pilgrims from 155 countries are registered to take part in the official programme of events. New York legislators passed a bill on Tuesday granting women the affirmative right to abortions under the state's public health law. The bill cleared the New York State Assembly and Senate in largely partisan votes. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed it minutes later. Albany Bishop Edward Scharfenberger had called on Cuomo not to sign the bill, saying it was extreme and contrary to the Catholic faith. The U.S. Supreme Court has let President Trump enforce his policy banning certain transgender people from joining or staying in the military. The conservative majority granted the Trump administration's request to lift injunctions issued by federal judges against the policy, while a legal challenge continues in lower courts. In 2017, Trump announced a plan to ban transgender people from the military, moving to reverse a policy announced a year earlier under former President Barack Obama, allowing them for the first time to serve openly and receive medical care to transition genders. Bishops from North America, Europe and South Africa who joined this year's Holy Land coordination reiterated their solidarity with Israel's Christians and called for their equal inclusion in Israeli society. The bishops visited Christian hospitals, schools and villages and met with Christian leaders. They noted the challenges faced by Christians and called for authorities to protect the country's pluralism. A government-appointed human rights group in Zimbabwe has accused soldiers of using systematic torture in a crackdown on protests. The Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission strongly criticised authorities for using troops to quell demonstrations. Unrest broke out more than a week ago following a sharp rise in fuel prices. Pope Francis has helped to launch a new mobile app and online platform connecting people around the world in prayer. The Pope unveiled Click to Pray, the official platform of the Pope's worldwide prayer network, on Sunday. The app tells the user what the Pope is currently praying for so they can pray along with him. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.